You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. In today's show, it's really going to be about decisions. And we know our whole life is made up of our decisions, and there's no difference when it comes to your financial plan. There's a decision whether to work with someone or not work with an advisor. There's a decision to take Social Security at 62 or 66 or 70. There's decisions on how to invest your money, both pre-retirement and then when you're getting close to or in retirement. There's so many decisions, and the list goes on and on for, do I do Roth conversions? Do I take my pension as a lump sum or as an income stream? Do I set up a trust or not? Do I retire at 64 or 68? And do I work part-time or work full-time? There's so many decisions that come to financial planning and in life in general. And so we want to go through a few of the most important decisions that we think as you're approaching retirement or in retirement that you're going to have to make. So with that being said, I want to welcome Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck to the show. Matt, how was your, well, I know we're a week and a half out, but good Thanksgiving and everything?
Oh, absolutely. It was, had a real big, about peaked out about 22 people that were kind of crammed in this old Victorian home in Dorchester, which, you know, they still have various, like, very compartmentalized type of house. It's like, okay, you're in this room or you're in that room, and the kitchen's all kind of small, so we were a little bit on top of each other.
That's good,
but
though.
It is. I mean, Thanksgiving's fantastic, and just, you know, being surrounded by family and friends that you love, you know, couldn't ask for anything more.
How about you, Keith?
Yeah, it was an awesome Thanksgiving. You know, good. Speaking of decisions, the decision was, do I have third or fourths? You know what I mean? Like, and I went with fourths.
Okay, there it is.
I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite time of year. It's my favorite holiday. You know, friends, family, food, and football. So, yeah. I mean, the four Fs.
Forget the faith.
In faith.
Absolutely.
But that's celebrated on Sunday, usually.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point.
Yeah, Christmas coming up. And basically, you know, for us, too, we hosted this year, Matt, had about 25, which was down.
Wow.
Last year was 35.
Oh, man.
And it's like in the middle of it sometimes, like, you know how I am. I like having things in order. So I'm like basically doing dishes for 6 hours straight and cleaning up behind. My wife gets so mad. I'm like lifting people's cups and cleaning up behind them. But hey, I say my clients love my OCD. My wife, sometimes she can...
Yeah,
she cannot appreciate
not so much.
It as much. But speaking of decisions, I made a decision last week after football. I mean, after Thanksgiving the next day. We do it every year, but I still make the same decision, which is probably a dumb one, to play in the flag football, like town game with like 20-something people.
All right.
And that decision has resulted in, like, I think I was semi-concussed. And I still, like, a week later, I'm like limping
still
around.
Sore, yeah.
Can't even go to sit down. I have to like stop halfway and just plop. Mm-hmm. So it's not been pretty. But hey, that's like I said, life is full of decisions, right? You think about, I forget where it was, at church or something, but your whole life is really made up of your decisions, whether it's, you know, if you're young and you want to apply yourself and you go to college and you work hard and you just keep working to get that crack and then you get an opening at a job and then you work, whatever it is, or if you decide not to do that and maybe end up in a different spot, or the same could be for anything you put into your body or anything you eat. Over time, a lot of the way you turn out is an impact to your decisions. Some things are out of our control, but we try to, like we say, and especially financial planning, you want to be able to control as much as you can and make the right decisions, especially before it's too late.
Well, and I certainly think too, as we talk today about the decisions facing retirement, and just to kind of dart to go back to what you're saying, you know, for any of our younger listeners, I mean, it's decisions like, what career are you going to go on? And are you saving? What type of benefits do you have? Is it a 401k or a 403b? Is there matching? And if you're contributing to a 401k, is it a Roth 401k or traditional? you know, Roth 401k where you don't get the write-off, but that money is going to be eventually tax-free in the future, or traditional 401k? And how do you save? You know, what do you do about college? Yeah. So as much as we're going to be talking about the retirement aspect, this whole decision theme or the amount that you have to make your entire life every day is infinite. There's so many to think of and to consider.
And I think, Keith, I'll go to you here. One of the decisions, we started our firm in 2003, and I think a lot of the listeners know this, but some of them might not, is that one of the decisions that we made was to be fully holistic. And everyone says comprehensive, everyone says holistic. What does that actually mean? Well, basically the decision was, instead of being like, hey, just a firm who only offers annuities or only puts your money in the market and meets with you once a year, we made a decision to build a proprietary process for our clients, or a comprehensive plan called the SHP Retirement Roadmap.
Yeah, and that's really based around the decisions that most folks have to make as they start to think about, prepare for, or enter retirement. You listed a few earlier, things like Social Security, when to take it, how to take it. Are there any strategies around that? Do I have enough risk in my portfolio, or do I have too much risk in my portfolio? Should I use an annuity or not use an annuity? Are there any tax strategies? What's the impact of those tax strategies, and what decisions do I need to make sure that I'm bettering myself as well as future generations? Healthcare decisions, right? You know, do I have the right healthcare plan? Do I need long-term care, or am I going to self-insure? That's a decision. And then finally, which we're going to hear from in the next segment, do I need an estate plan? What type of estate plan? So there's so many different decisions that folks have to think about daily, just in life, but also in retirement. I mean, it's literally an everyday type of decision. Are you going to spend money this day? What are you going to spend? You know what I mean? There's just every day is a decision, and to have someone to help guide you through those decisions and show you the impact of those decisions, I think is an empowering experience for most folks.
Well, and I was saying, just to kind of chime in, because I know that we're kind of running up against the break, and just one sort of decision I think everyone needs to ask themselves just at the very beginning, you know, at the very core of this in regards to retirement is just, can I retire? Or you know, what happens at retirement? And I wanted to kind of get this in because just read a, you know, really interesting article over the weekend about how we really want to make sure that if you are deciding to retirement, amongst all the other decisions that we're really going to obviously dive into, you know, later on, but I just want to make sure that everyone is retiring to something rather than from something.
Yes.
You know, do you see what I mean? Where it's like, if you're forced to this decision, are you making this decision because, you know, you have an awful boss, or you hate your commute, or whatever it may be, and now you're retiring from that? Or is it more like, no, I want to retire because I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor. I want to spend more time with my family and my grandkids. What are you retiring to? Not necessarily what are you retiring from. So I think that's a really big decision, you know, to think about when you are nearing or approaching retirement.
It's a good point, Matt. It's not just like, hey, I need this money to retire. It's like, well, what do you need that money for? What do you want to do? What do you see yourself doing? Do you see yourself traveling? Do you see yourself living partly in Florida, partly here, or New Hampshire or Arizona, wherever? Are you going to travel overseas or domestically? Are you going to do some trips to Disney with your children and grandchildren? Are you going to play golf? These are all the things that we want to plan for, not just, hey, let's get to retirement, sit in a rocking chair and watch Judge Judy. There's a lot more too that we want to really plan for, and we try to dive into the meetings with our clients to really help them with the decisions to see, okay, if you make this decision, here's how it will look in the long run. And that's part of our retirement roadmap process. We built a 5-step process for our clients where we try to look at all areas of retirement and build it into one plan. And that's income planning, cash flow generation. Where is your money going to come from? You have to make a decision on what accounts to draw from and be strategic about it. Investments. How are you going to invest your money as you get closer in retirement? We want to look at taxes and ways to reduce taxes if we can, make decisions there going forward. Healthcare planning, and finally, as we'll talk to Attorney McManus next segment, what do we do for legacy planning? Do we do a will, trust, healthcare proxy? More decisions to be made. We made it simple, as simple as we can for you. And we have a retirement roadmap book that you can not only download, but we have an audio book that you can listen to while you're in your car, at work, at home, at the gym. Make it nice and convenient. So we want to get started, to learn about these five areas, these five critical areas that we think are important to plan for and make decisions on as you get close to or in retirement. You can text, this is all through text. You can text the word, not if you're driving, text SHP book. No spaces, all one word, all one continuing, letters, sorry. So text SHP book to 21,000. Again, SHP book, text that to 21,000 and you'll get your audio version or audio book of the retirement roadmap here at SHP Financial. After the break, the decision, do we set up a trust? Do we use a will, healthcare proxy? We're going to talk about the benefits of these areas with attorney McManus right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
When you're researching something, weeding through all the available information can be daunting, especially when it concerns your retirement. Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here with an important announcement. We've just released an audio version of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, to help folks just like you get on the path toward achieving your retirement goals. Just text SHP Book to 21,000 and start listening today. That's SHP Book to 21,000. You can learn about our five-step retirement roadmap process on the go with our new audiobook. We'll help show you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan built around five critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Get your free audiobook today by texting SHP Book to 21,000. That's SHP Book to 21,000.
This is Derek Gregoire from SHP Financial, here to talk to you about your grocery list. When most people go to the supermarket, they know the nutritional content and the cost of the items they put in their cart. My two favorites are ice cream and ribeye, but living on ice cream alone would be pretty risky for my health, and living on ribeye would be pretty tough on my wallet. That's why we make informed decisions and limit foods that won't put our health or budget at risk. But when it comes to investments, most people couldn't tell you which ones are risky or if they are paying extra hidden fees. So if you'd like to know the real risk level and fees of your investments, give SHP Financial a call at 800-227-7777. You may be surprised to find out how much in fees you're actually paying. What would potentially saving thousands of dollars mean to you? Let SHP put your financial shopping cart in order. Call now, 800-227-7777, for a complimentary risk and fee analysis. That's 800-227-7777 or online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we are here for this segment to discuss the four major benefits to setting up a trust. And not just any trust, but you have to make sure you have the right trust for your situation. As part of our five-step process here at SHP Financial, one of the areas we talk to our clients about that's often missed with a lot of financial planners and advisory services out there is the estate planning or legacy planning piece. You could be the best advisor in the world, but if you're leaving a huge estate tax on the table, as one of the benefits we'll cover, you're missing the boat. You're missing that benefit. So first, I want to welcome attorney Keith McManus to the show from McManus Estate Planning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Can't complain. No one's listening anyways, and no one cares about my complaints, as always. You know, we talk about the three of us, myself, Keith, and Matt, Keith Ellis, and our staff. We sit down with a lot of folks that come in, mm-hmm. and they ask us about a trust. trust, but they don't really know the benefits. So they think maybe there might be only one benefit to them, and they think that. And so, and I've seen a lot of trusts out there, and so have you, I'm sure, that don't really work the way they think they're going to work. So I know when just discussing with you and working with you over the years, for your trust that you set up for clients of ours and clients of your own, there's four major benefits. Let's just get into number one, which is probate avoidance.
Yes, absolutely, Derek. So one of the comments you made first is absolutely worth underscoring. Not all trusts are alike. Not all trusts are going to do everything you think. So trust should be really a custom-made document. Probate avoidance is absolutely the most common goal of people who set up trusts, but it's only one of several goals that should be accomplished and looked at. Probate avoidance is simply the process of avoiding court-based litigation or filings or hiring legal counsel after someone dies, just to simply move assets.
Now, it can be a public thing, right?
It's probate court is completely, in the sense that you could go into a probate court, you could get a copy of someone's will, you could see everything and who's getting what inside that document. Avoiding that process, avoiding having to retain probate settlement counsel or having to hire attorneys and paying them hourly after someone dies when people are grieving, I think that's a good thing to do, is to avoid.
Agreed. And you might be able to do it with your individual retirement accounts, 401ks, by adding a beneficiary, which does avoid probate. But more importantly, we're talking about properties, houses. Unless you have a trust, chances are that asset's going to go through probate. So benefit number one of setting up the proper trust is avoiding probate, which is a common one. People think that's where it ends.
Right.
So let's go to step number two, which would be the estate taxes.
Right.
In Massachusetts specifically.
Absolutely, Derek. So there's two potential estate taxes that clients can face. One is a federal estate tax administered by the Internal Revenue Service. The other is the Massachusetts Department of Revenue tax here in Massachusetts. Both have to be examined. These are both some pretty significant taxes, and people can lose a good portion of the wealth that they've accumulated their life to these estate taxes, also known as, death taxes or transfer taxes. Trusts, if they're drafted right, and again, you can never assume that a trust you already have does any of this, but trusts that are drafted right are going to have tax provisions in it that are current and use the proper formulas. So it's funny that even sometimes people who've set up trusts that have estate tax language in there, but they set it up a while ago, sometimes the formulas have changed.
Sure.
And the recommendations have changed. So sometimes you see a client, they say, hey, here's my estate tax plan, and an attorney drafted it knowing about the estate tax, but the formulas are completely different.
Yeah.
Being able to minimize your exposure to the estate taxes, both federal and state, are saving a pretty significant percentage of the estate to go to your loved ones. Massachusetts, the estate tax goes up to 16% of the entire estate.
Yeah.
Now, it's only, I should say, for estates that have a net value of more than $1 million. But once you're past that $1 million mark, the entire estate is taxed.
And it may be able to be cured with the proper trust or some of it.
Absolutely.
Because that $1 million can add up quick with properties or IRAs, different accounts that you have. It goes quick.
It could. Even the death benefit of a life insurance policy counts toward that. So some people don't say, hey, I don't have $1 million in a checking account or something, but you might have a death benefit of life insurance policies, values of real estate, retirement accounts and so forth, valuables, vehicles, tangibles, all that adds together. And we don't use the dates of today. So for people that are alive and we're doing planning, we also want to try and project.
Good point.
What's their net worth going to be when they pass away?
Yep. And that's what we do with our planning. And that's why the five steps of the process that here at SHP Financial, which are it's called the Retirement Roadmap, income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare, and legacy planning. That's why it's so crucial. We could be the best advisor in the world and make you an extra 1% per year. But if we're leaving your heirs a $200,000 tax bill, what good is our advisory services?
I agree completely.
So you want to have that full plan. So from a time standpoint, let's go right on to the benefit number three of setting up a proper trust.
Mm-hmm.
Number one was probate avoidance. Number two was estate tax potential minimization. Number three, capital gains step-ups.
Yeah, so the capital gains tax. Capital gains tax is a tax that people who are, buying and flipping properties are often encountering. People selling second homes are encountering it. People, liquidating portfolios that have grown over a large period of time. The capital gains is a difficult tax to explain on the radio, but it's a significant tax that many people end up having to pay when they're selling an asset that's appreciated over time. So generally speaking, that capital gains tax rate's a federal rate of 23.8% for most of us. And then there's a state capital gains rate that's added to that. So just for purposes of casual conversation, yeah, you could say between 25-30% of the gain could disappear if you don't do the right planning. Now, the problem is with capital gains taxes, many people try this do-it-yourself estate planning, or they go to an estate planning attorney that's not familiar with taxation. And sometimes they get bad advice to simply add children to deeds of houses, or, you know, just put kids on an investment account or something. When you make a gift like that, you're also gifting that recipient your cost basis, sure, and the asset. So people that put their kids' names on a house that they've owned for 50 years, those children now have the cost basis that the parents had.
Yeah.
Back 50 years ago.
That's tough.
It's unbelievable. Now, if the children go ahead and sell that house, they're going to be paying an enormous capital gains tax. Did you know that with the right kind of trust, we can adjust the cost basis of many assets upon death?
So we might not have time, a lot of time for this one. If we can just go through it. Benefit number one, probate avoidance. Benefit number two, estate tax preservation. Benefit number three, capital gains step up potential. Absolutely. Benefit number four, asset protection.
Yes, that's one of the biggies too, Zarek. So probably the most overlooked aspect of trusts and estate planning that I've seen in 20 years of doing this is when people fail to plan to protect someone's inheritance when it gets to them. In other words, what you see in most estate plans are called outright distributions. They just take the assets from the parents or whomever and push it right into the name and social security number of their loved ones or their beneficiaries with no protection at all.
Yeah.
Did you know that if someone does that, the very next day, those children that just received their inheritance, what if they get sued or divorced? What if there's a bankruptcy or a criminal or a civil complaint against them? They're going to lose that. You know, the money could go right in their left pocket, right out the right pocket. So protecting the wealth in the form of a trust that's drafted specific for this, again, please do not assume any trust that you've already got do any of this. You Perfect. Need to have them reviewed. That's very, very important.
Stay tuned after the break, where we're going to come back and discuss what we think are the top three decisions that you need to think about and decide and start making as it pertains to your retirement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Does your financial advisor only meet with you once a year to review your portfolio? If you're 5 to 10 years away from leaving the workforce, your retirement could be at risk. This is Derek Gregoire, co-founder of SHP Financial. Did you know that you or your loved ones could be exposed to a $300,000 tax bill or a $400,000 healthcare bill? What good is having a financial advisor if he or she is only looking at your investment portfolio and ignoring other potential problems? At SHP Financial, we do more than just manage our clients' investments. Our customized retirement roadmap plans include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, healthcare, and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777, that's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we're going to get into the top three decisions that we see a lot of you listening right now as you face retirement, or maybe you're in retirement. There's some major decisions that have to be made that we're going to go through. Before we get into that, I wanted to reference, I think, was it Barron's Magazine, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we've talked about for years, but I feel like I don't do a good enough job. You know, I always tell, we've said for years, even though we've been doing radio for 11 years, we're financial planners. We're not like natural radio hosts, so we don't, sometimes maybe we don't articulate the way we're trying to explain things. But people always ask us when they come in, when they say, you know, we get so many invitations to dinners and for, there's so many radio shows out there. I know you guys have been doing it for a long time since you started in 2003, but hey, what makes you guys different? We're just curious. And some of the things we say, the first thing we say is we have the SHP retirement roadmap, which there's only one, there better only be one out there because we trademarked it.
Yeah, right.
So if you hear of another one, let us know. But really the SHP roadmap is designed because so many clients that would come to us, or back in the day, even people now, they go to one person for their investments and another person to that had that they didn't even know the person who handled the investments to do the trust, and another person to do the to generate income and to help them, and another event to take Social Security, and all these decisions that have to be made, and then no one's really talking to each other, but they're getting all these different independent opinions. But the roadmap is designed to give the clients listening and the folks listening in five different areas: an income plan that generates cash flow in retirement, because when you stop working, your paycheck stops, so we have to know where to replace that from, how long it's going to last, how to be invested, so forth. An investment plan, which is what most people do, is handle money in the stock market, make sure it's managed professionally, fiduciary-based firm. Tax planning, how to look for ways to reduce taxes going forward. Healthcare planning and estate planning and legacy planning. But what all that does is it gives our clients a confidence to know that we're constantly looking at all these areas, constantly looking at multiple areas of their plan that change along the way. And it got me back to this article in Barron's, which we made a decision years ago to handle multiple areas of the market, where in the article, and I'm just going to do my best to give the bullet point map, but it really referenced, you know, the guy who wrote it, was it Sharp? The guy who came up with Sharp Ratio?
It was an interview with William Sharp, the Nobel Prize winning economist who developed the Sharp Ratio.
Which is like a common, the jargon in the investment world.
Yes.
And he said the problem is you have too many folks who just do annuities. Not that they're good or bad, but that's all they focus on. Then you have on the other side of the spectrum, you have people who just do the market that say they think annuities are the worst thing. And so you almost have this consistent battle between the two sides. Here at SHP, we handle both sides. So if an annuity recommendation makes sense, we can use it. If it doesn't make sense, we can use the market. But you can, a lot of our plans combine both sides in a fiduciary-based plan so that our clients get, they're not just pigeonholed into one area or the other. So I don't know if that makes sense, Keith or Matt, but that's really what I'm trying to, that's what we try to explain, and what makes us different is we're independent, handle all these areas, and have a five-step process that's been working for us and our clients for many, many years.
Yeah, and just the idea, sorry to chime in, but just the idea of adding in the process with multi-license. You know, we're not just an investment shop, we're not just an insurance shop. We are basically anything, you know, that if it's for the client's best interests, we're going to, you know, explore that idea.
Exactly. And fiduciary is, everyone knows, hey, you're a fiduciary-based firm? Yes, we are. And that's a big deal as well.
I think that's the first decision people should look for.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Decision number one.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, Matt, what is, this is all tying together to the first decision.
Well, yeah, I think the biggest thing that a lot of our listeners may have, for me at least, is whether or not you want to hire a trusted professional to, you know, someone like us to work with as you enter retirement.
Yep.
You know, am I going to do it myself, or am I going to, again, hire somebody? Now, we'll talk about, obviously, why firms like us were, you know, were created to really to be that, to serve that role. But I just want to make sure that for the people that are considering doing it themselves, just to remind you of all the work that does go into it. And so it looks, for example, you know, we have seen people, you know, whether it's coming into our Woburn office or our Plymouth office, and, you know, and they come in and they have, they're highly organized, you know, they have the spreadsheets, they have, you know, they've been tracking all of their expenses, and, you know, they're really planners. And I could completely appreciate that. And sometimes they just say, you know, Matt, Derek, or Keith, you know, I just don't see the value of paying you guys a fee when what I'm kind of of doing it myself, you know, and so that's a decision to make.
And yeah, I've dealt with those people as well. And mm-hmm. again, that's great from our perspective, because they are highly organized. They know exactly what they want. They know exactly what their budget is. But I think a lot of, you know, when I've been able to help those folks, there's so many other strategies that you can layer on top of what it is that they're doing mm-hmm. to provide additional value to them, but even more importantly, their family for generations to come, that they don't know about and they miss a lot of the times.
Well, and that's the thing.
I just want to check.
No, absolutely.
No, it's a great point, Keith.
No, it's true, because I mean, I just more think of it as the fact that, you know, let's just say on one hand, you have these guys that are highly organized, love all those spreadsheets, right? So let's say the engineers of the world. And then you also have people that do-it-yourselfers that just love the market. So they're following, you know, they're reading Barron's and they're following what's going on with the Dow and everything else like that. But, you know, when you are going to be, you know, sort of like your own financial advisor, you basically have to be both. You have to love the market and love following the market and responding and rebalancing your portfolios. Then you have to love spreadsheets, you know, and painstakingly going through to make sure each cell is properly updated and, you know, and you don't have any mistakes or errors. And then also remember, for anyone that is kind of using the spreadsheets, I mean, you know, how do you handle what's called sequence of return risk? You know, such as, okay, well, I modeled out that I earn 4% per year every year. Well, it's like, well, certain years you're going to earn 8, other years you're going to earn 2, other years you might earn negative 10. What does that look like?
Yeah.
And you can't really do that too well with the spreadsheets, more of a very, you know, linear process. So it's just, everyone has to be their own, like, chief financial officer. Then you have to be your own chief investment officer. And then lastly, guys, is that you have to be your own psychologist. You know what I mean? Like how often do you, I mean, I love that part of our job is just walking people through difficult times in their lives.
In decisions.
And so we're going to be kicking that over to other ones. But for any of the do-it-yourselfers, if you are thinking about making that decision, I just want to make sure you're aware of how much work goes into it, because it's a full-time job for us.
Yeah, and I want to say one more thing. You also have to be your chief strategist.
Right, yeah.
Because there's
a
million different strategies that go into retirement, you know, beyond just your investment portfolio and what's in there, what's not in there.
So decision number one is, do you work with someone? Are you working with a firm? And who is that firm that you're going to work with? Keith, what's decision number two?
I mean, we've seen it recently, you know, impacted by the law change in regards to the tax code. So if you are going to do it yourself and be your chief investment officer, your chief strategist, your psychologist, whatever it is, you also need to be up to date and forward thinking when it comes to different strategies and different planning opportunities, I guess is the way I would look at it. What we call this right now is a nice window of opportunity for folks that are retired, getting ready to retire, or, you know, making contributions to retirement accounts now, because there's ways to take monies that you're going to pay taxes on in the future. And if it makes sense, this isn't right for everybody, do some forward thinking when it comes to different tax strategies around that money. So that's just one piece. But what if the law changes when it comes to healthcare? Are you up to date on that? What if the law changes like it did back in 2011, 2012 when it comes to estate planning? Are you on top of that? Or are you just focused on your investment portfolio? Because there's more than your investment portfolio when it comes to retirement.
You'd be surprised, Keith. This is in the last couple of weeks, I've taken on a client or two that said the same thing. Like, oh, I thought I was all set because I had this good investment and I understand the market pretty well. But Derek, I had no idea. The two things a client I recently met with that came on with the firm, it's the two things that I realized. One is how much I didn't know in terms of like taxes and all these other areas. Mm-hmm. And two, he was like, I do all this myself, but what if something happens to me? My wife doesn't take care of this. Sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes the wife does it all and the husband doesn't know. But they like, I want a firm that I can trust that's working alongside with me to make sure if something happens to me, that there's a firm here, like you guys have 30 people here working here. Chances are there's 30 people that are all younger than us. And hopefully one of you outlasts us if we're in our 60s now and you guys are all in your mostly in your 40s and 50s. So bottom line is that's what we do here at SHP Financial. And those are two big decisions, right? And I'm going to get into the third decision at our next segment during the market report. But the decision that you have to make right now is, do you really want to get educated? Yes, it would take time to listen to the book that we've put together for you. We put it into, we have a book that you can read and hold, or a book that you can listen to as an audio book and just listen to it while you're driving and whatnot. But it's really the SHP Retirement Roadmap book that we designed and created is for you to understand as much as you can all the different aspects of retirement that you need to consider. And like Keith and Matt mentioned, it's not just about having a portfolio. It's not just about having stocks, bonds, annuities, and mutual funds. It's really a full plan that looks at income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy all under one umbrella, under one holistic plan that's tweaked and updated year after year, ongoing as needed. So to start, the decision right now is to get educated, to download the audiobook. So it's the SHP Retirement Roadmap book in audio form. You can listen to it on the go, at the gym, in your car, at home, wherever you have time. But I think it's a great way to start to get educated. So what you do is you text SHP book, so SHP book, all one word, if you will, to 21,000. So you text it to 21000, type in the text SHP book, and you'll get a copy of this back to you in the form of an audio book that you can start getting educated on all things retirement planning. With that being said, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to share the third most important decision as it relates to retirement, and that's how volatile of a portfolio are you going to have in retirement, or should you make a decision to make some changes ahead of time? We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
For 10 years, we've run with the Wall Street Bulls and have seen our personal wealth soar. But are the Wall Street Bears around the corner? This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. If you're nearing retirement, you might be sitting on one of the greatest windfalls in investment history. But now is not the time to get careless about your nest egg. How long can we run with the bulls? No one knows, but a smart investor will know that what their exposure is and take steps to protect what they have. Text SHP book to 21,000 to claim your complimentary copy of our Retirement Roadmap audiobook to find out if your retirement portfolio is prepared for market changes. Our five-step retirement roadmap process follows simple rules, and it's not about selling you products or frightening you out of the market. It's about doing what's right for you, your family, and your personal situation for the long haul. Text SHP book to 21,000 now to get started. Our book will help you run with the bulls, but keep a watchful eye out for the bears. I'm Matthew Peck from SHP Financial. We're here to help protect what you've saved, grow it, and keep it for life. Text SHP book to 21,000 to start your retirement roadmap journey.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we've talked about so many important decisions as it relates to your retirement. And the first major decision, number one, is Mac talked about it last segment, as well as Keith, is, you know, do you hire someone? Do you work with a firm to help you along with your financial affairs? And who is that firm going to be? Number two is, make sure from a decision standpoint is, are you making the right, it's kind of like a weird transition, but are you making all the right decisions as it relates to, like, do you understand like the tax code? Are you making decisions on when to take Social Security, lump sum? It's all those like extra decisions that if you're doing it yourself, you might know the market well, but there's so many other planning opportunities from taxes to Social Security to withdrawal strategies out of your portfolio that maybe you're not aware of. So those are two starting points in terms of building the retirement plan and two decisions that have to be made. The third decision could be one that could be a difference between success and failure if not planned for properly. And because it's during our market report, obviously this is market related. So we have one of our CFPs here, Matthew Peck, to discuss. So Matt, the market is an area where the market can go up and it can go down, right?
Absolutely.
And if you were in 2000, as we saw from folks that came into our office that we never met before after 2008, some of them made a decision to be complacent in 2006, 7, early 2008 when the market was doing pretty well. And we know the outcome was really bad for them. And so right now, we are at an all-time high in the market, or pretty close to it. And at this stage, there's a lot of decisions that folks have to make is how do you want to allocate your portfolio, especially if you're within like 5 years or less of retirement or already retired.
Well, absolutely. And I think that that decision is how much risk do you want as you are, as you're nearing retirement, or if you are already retired. And then secondarily, it's understanding risk. So for example, like sometimes a client will come in and they'll just say, okay, you know, I want to be conservative. And traditionally, you know, a conservative investment would be a mixture of some stocks, but then bonds. We would sort of make sure that we understood or took the time so that everyone that came in, you know, and had a cup of coffee here in Plymouth or wherever it may be, was learning, you know, something called interest rate risk. Learning the fact that bonds, which traditionally were a risk hedge, where you would be able to kind of build a 60-40 portfolio and have 40% in bonds, bonds are sort of, you know, they have a lot of, at least right now too, they have a lot of built-in interest rate risk. Now, what interest rate risk is just the impact of rising interest rates or falling, but rising interest rates on an investment. And so right now, with where interest rates are, anyone that's out in sort of investing and putting more money in bonds needs to be aware that if interest rates go up, that portion of their portfolio is going to go down.
Yeah.
Now, the how much it's going to go down depends on how fast the interest rates move. But it's just more the idea that, okay, if I'm investing in bonds, I need to understand, I need to make a decision as to how much risk I want to have and how much bonds I want to have in my portfolio and what type of return am I getting? Because, you know, the reason why people are really kind of down on bonds nowadays is because, you know, you have all of this interest rate risk in the portfolio, but you're not really getting much yield in return.
So you see what I mean? Bonds, people, the old adage, bonds are always safe and conservative. We've talked about a bond bubble that might be building up right now where, like you said, if you're taking risk to get a low return, mm-hmm. it's like there are better alternatives. Sometimes there are. And I would say when most people are that are listening, to make it as simple as we can is you have to make a decision, which really depends on your situation because everyone's different, but what would a market correction look like right now based on how you're invested?
Mm-hmm.
If you have $1 million, would a market correction mean you lost 80,000? For some people that come in, that's right. Where it is. Or does it mean you're losing 350,000?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm talking about like a bear market scenario, yep. one of those yep. 2008 type things. But mm-hmm. a lot of folks come in, I mean, how many times, you guys know this, people come in and say, yeah, I'm conservative in nature. I'm okay. I'm okay giving up some of the upside of the market. I just don't want to take the big hit.
Right.
And I'll say, all right, what's the most you can lose in a down market? And they'll say, well, if I lost more than 100,000, I would be really nervous. I don't even know what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Yet when we look at their portfolio and analyze it, which we can do for those listening, we end up looking at it and say, wow, you know, if we have another correction, you can lose 300,000. And they say, well, I don't want to do that. And there's a decision that has to be made, right?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I was going to say, was that you have to decide whether or not you're willing to accept that downside.
Yeah.
Because now, you know, most people love to, you know, imagine, you know, or love to enjoy the upside when the markets
sure.
go up. So that's a great decision. Yeah, of course. But you need to decide, you know, how much risk you want to have. What is your downside? And then, but in that same analysis, to kind of go back into interest rate risk, because obviously, you know, market correction is, you know, like the stock market. People are familiar with that, but you also need to do a quick interest rate, you know,
yes,
sort of risk
true.
Too.
Yep.
And the same one will do it. Well, they'll say, okay, let's say interest rates spike by 1% or 2% or whatever that may be, which doesn't sound like a lot, but with your bond holdings, it would be.
Yeah.
And so you need to understand, you need to do a stress test to the overall portfolio, understanding where all of your risks are, but then also then make that final decision. I mean, whether you do it yourself or I hope you do so very, you know, very strategically and smartly, or just with an advisor. You need to sit down and just say, okay, here is how much risk I'm willing to, you know, I need to decide how much risk I'm willing to have. And Derek, as you were saying, more often than not, people say, okay, I want to be in this range of return. And when you do that analysis for both equity or a downside in the stock market or an upside in interest rates, they're taking on a whole lot more risk, whether they decide to or not.
Yeah, most people come in with a lot more upside potential and downside exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And where a lot of folks end up when we're done building their plan is, hey, we're going to maybe shave off a little bit of the upside, but also shave off some of the downside. So a bear market or a big drop down won't hurt them as much. Because again, when we talk about decisions, if we go through a bear market type situation for a couple of years, that decision to stay invested aggressively, as an example, could be the difference of not being able to take that extra trip with your grandkids, or to do that travel with your spouse or your loved ones or your friends to Florida or Arizona, wherever it may be. So there's so many, it's so important from a decision standpoint that you make the proper decisions ahead of time before it's too late. Because again, not having the right portfolio in the long run, if you're just too complacent about it and saying, ah, the market's gone up for a while, I'm sure it'll recover, having a big drop down in the market early in retirement could be devastating. So there's two decisions you can make right now. One is you can call for a visit. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. And this visit will be to analyze your portfolio, to see what your portfolio looks like today from a risk standpoint, to see if there's any decisions that have to be made to adjust it. If you call now, you're going to get a copy of our book. But again, we are limited on appointments for the rest of the year, so we do have a tight schedule. Call 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. If you happen to get an appointment, great. If you can fit it in. If you can't, we also want to get you educated in a different way, and that's by downloading our audiobook. It's a book that goes through our entire five-step planning process for you to get you started in the right direction. So if you want to get that booklet, what you do is when you're not driving, text SHP book, all one word, SHP book, to the number 21,000. That's 21000. So all you have to do is text SHP book to 21,000, and then we'll get you a copy of an audiobook that you can listen to on the go at your leisure. We're going to come back after the break and share with you our top three takeaways from today's show as part of our retirement roadmap recap. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Did you know that most people's largest expense is their tax bill? Taxes are about a third or more of your total expenses. If you knew you could make more, what steps would you take? This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here to tell you that we are as serious about the tax savings we work towards as our clients' return on investments. Poorly planned tax strategies could cost you money over your lifetime, which is why tax planning is a crucial part of our retirement roadmap process. Text SHP Book to 21,000 to claim your free copy of our retirement roadmap audiobook. You'll learn about our comprehensive five-step process, including tax planning strategies. We can't control the market, but there are hard and fast rules about keeping more of your money. Text SHP Book to 21,000 to find out how your retirement strategy could change by incorporating a tax savings strategy with an investment strategy. I'm Matthew Peck from SHP Financial. Text SHP Book to 21000 to start listening on the go.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we talked about on today's show, and life in general is full of the decisions. You know, a lot of us are a result of many decisions that we made throughout our life, you know, for many different areas. And there's no difference when it comes to financial planning. There's so many decisions that have to be made along the way within a retirement plan, from when to take Social Security, how to invest your portfolio, take a pension or lump sum. Do I do a trust or not do a trust? Do I cover myself for long-term care or not? Do I do Roth conversions or not? The list goes on and on and on and on. So we had talked about many different decisions that we thought were the most important, but there's probably 25 other ones that we help our clients with that we didn't even get to. But in the spirit of our show, you know, we always try to leave you with our top three takeaways. So Keith, what was your big takeaway today?
Yeah, I think one of the smartest decisions people can make is to get educated. And one of the things that we've done is we've put together a way for folks to look at and assess and help them think about and potentially work around making some of these major decisions that they're going to have to make as they approach or get into retirement. And the book is called the SHP Retirement Roadmap. And what we've done is we've recorded it as an audiobook. So make the decision to get a copy of that. You know, grab your phone, open up your text, and text SHP Book to 21000. That's SHP Book to 21,000. Again, folks, it doesn't hurt to have too much education. And this book dives deep into each one of the areas that we help our clients with and that we look at to help plan to give them what we think is the best strategy today going forward. Now, there's a lot that's going to come in the future, but as of today, this is what we're looking at. So make sure you get that book. Again, text SHP Book to 21,000.
Good stuff, Keith. How about yourself, Matt? What was your big takeaway?
Well, I kind of want to combine a number of things that we talked about. And, you know, number one, we talked about the decision about whether or not to hire sort of a financial advisor. Then also we mentioned about how we, you know, were proud, and we mentioned that article in Barron's about Sharpe's, the, you know, interview about how the, you know, the financial planning world is kind of split between annuity only people and market or stock market only people. SHP was sort of began, and we spent every single day of our lives, our working lives, to help that decision-making process. So it's like we were basically not say created per se, but like every day we dedicate ourselves to, in our process, to was designed to address all of those questions. You know, our licenses, as I said, that were insurance license as well as securities license. The 30 people working here, like the licenses that we carry were designed to help out people no matter where they are, no matter what the decision is. We can talk about insurance just as much as we can talk about the markets. And then having that comprehensive approach, you know, the five steps of income, investments, tax, healthcare, and legacy. I mean, everything that we've done and do, and every 30 member, you mentioned, you know, member of the team, are dedicated to helping with that, all the decisions that you have, giving you independent thought, professional opinion, number crunching, all of the above, to help with all of the decisions you're going to have.
I don't think I can put it any better, Matt. That was a really good kind of recap of everything we talked about, because there's so much, like you said, there's so much to do that we learn about each and every year. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, and there's some people that dedicate, if you're retired and you're a do-it-yourselfer, there's a lot they have to understand and know about beyond just the market to be as efficient as possible with a retirement plan. So, you know, if you're, the decision you have to make is, do you want to hire someone? Or if you're with someone, the decision is, do you want to get a second opinion to make sure that you're getting full advice, you're not missing anything? We find a lot of folks have a plan put together, but sometimes that plan isn't necessarily bad. It just may be incomplete, and there may be some things lacking. So I would say, first, as Keith mentioned, if you want to get a copy of our audiobook, that's step number one, and you text SHP book to the number 21,000. So again, 21,000 is the number. Text SHP book, and you'll get a copy of our audiobook that walks you through this five-step process. Or I know we have limited spots available, but we also have a few times that you could sit down with us before the year ends to begin talking about your situation. Get a first opinion, or for some of you, maybe a second opinion, to make sure that you do have a complete plan. You've worked your entire life to get to this point. You know, don't procrastinate now. Just make sure you have that second opinion, that you're not missing anything within your current plan. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. So call right now, 800-227-7777, to book your visit. There's no cost to do so. 800-227-7777, or go to shpfinancial.com. Thank you, as always, for your support and for listening, and we look forward to talking to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show by SHP Financial. Have a great weekend, everyone.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.